Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vannachari Vannachari Yamuna Tira Vannachari Yamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Tanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vannachari Vannachari Yamuna Tira Vannachari Yamuna Tira Vannachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath Radhe, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath Radhe, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Shtotarashata Shri Srimad Shila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Shtotarashata Shri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Shishi Guru and Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So welcome everybody. I'm myself a guest here also in Radhadesh. I'm living in Sweden and trying to do some preaching work there. So today we will read from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, called called The Perfection of Renunciation, and verse number 68. So before reciting this verse, we will chant a mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everyone found? So we say Jaha Idam Paramam Guhyam Mat Bhakteshu Abhidasyati Bhaktim Mayi Param Kritva Mam Eva Ishyati Asangshayaha. Jaidam paramam guhyam. Mad bhakteshvabhidasyate. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Jaidam paramam guhyam. Madbhaktvesh avitasyati. Madbhaktvesh avitasyati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Somebody else would like to recite? Jaidam paramanguhyam. Madbhakteshu abhidashati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Jaidam paramanguhyam. Madbhakteshu abhidashati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Jaidam paramanguhyam. Madbhakteshu abhidashati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Matajis. Jaidam paramanguhyam. Madbhakteshva vidyasyati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Jaidam paramanguhyam. Madbhakteshva vidyasyati. Bhaktim mayi param kritva. Mame vaishyati asamshaya. Okay. Anyone who, idam, this, paramam, most, guhyam, confidential secret, mat of mine, bhakteshu, among devotees, avidashyati, explains, bhaktim, devotional service. Jai Gopinath. Gopinath's mercy. So devotional service. Mayi, unto me, param, transcendental, kritva, doing, mam, unto me, eva, certainly, eshati, comes, asangshayaha, without doubt. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Jai Prabhupada. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Purport. Generally it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed among the devotees only. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is will advance in devotional activities and reach the pure devotional state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. I can read the following verses also. Nachatasman manushyesu kachin me priya kritama bhavita nacha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. Translation: there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Text 70. Adhiyesyate chayaimang dharmyam sangvadam avaya gyana jagyena tenaham ishtasyam iti me matihi. Translation: and I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. Text 71. Shradhavan anasuyascha shrinuyad api na naraha sopi mukta shubhal lokan prapnuyat punya karmanam. Translation: and one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwells. So we can go to page number 1 and recite. It's also called introduction. We can together recite the auspicious mantras. There, yeah. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunantam Vitangsta Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakram Vitangsta. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. That was nice. So I read again the translation. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me, Krishna says. So everyone here are acquainted with the Bhagavad Gita. Someone who never read it? No, everyone read it, except the children. Or the children also read, maybe. They heard something. So, from where are you? You're together all, a big group?
No, just here. I'm from Germany, Hamburg.
Hamburg?
Yeah,
where? Brussels?
From
Dubai. Oh, that's far away. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So I was born in Chile, South America, and I'm living in Sweden since I was 4 years. Yeah, I came in contact with Krishna through a verse of Bhagavad Gita when I was studying. When I was 18 years, I read one verse of Bhagavad Gita, and then I felt a desperate, a desperate desire that I absolutely must read this book. And then I came in contact with devotees in Sweden. So, so it's an honor to speak on this verse, actually. So Prabhupada says in the purport, generally it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed amongst the devotees only, for those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. So in the purport of verse 71, in the same chapter, I would like to read that purport also. In the 67th verse of this chapter, the Lord explicitly forbade the Gita's being spoken to those who are envious of the Lord. In other words, Bhagavad Gita is for the devotees only, but it so happens that sometimes a devotee of the Lord will hold open class, and in that class, not all the students are expected to be devotees. Why do such persons hold open class? It is explained here that although not everyone is a devotee, still there are many men who are not envious of Krishna. They have faith in him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If such persons hear from a bona fide devotee about the Lord, the result is that they become at once free from all sinful reactions, and after that attain to the planetary system where all righteous persons are situated. Therefore, simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita, even a person who does not try to be a pure devotee attains the result of righteous activities. Thus, a pure devotee of the Lord gives everyone a chance to become free from all sinful reactions and to become a devotee of the Lord. Generally, those who are free from sinful reactions, those who are righteous, very easily take to Krishna consciousness. The word punya karmanam is very significant here. This refers to the performance of great sacrifices like the Ashvamedha Yajna mentioned in the Vedic literature. Those who are righteous in performing devotional service but who are not pure can attain the planetary system of the pole star or Dhruva Loka, where Dhruva Maharaj is presiding. He is a great devotee of the Lord and he has a special planet which is called the pole star. So in this verse, Krishna is saying, so for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed and he will go back to Godhead. In the verse before, he says, this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. So one could think that there must be something wrong here. Krishna is saying one thing and Srila Prabhupada did another thing. So one could think like that. Some contradiction is there. But it's not a contradiction. It is explained that, as Prabhupada says explains in text 71 that even if Krishna says we shouldn't speak Bhagavad Gita to the non-devotees, we shouldn't speak to those who are envious at least, but to the non-devotees, Krishna is saying we shouldn't explain Bhagavad Gita to those who are not austere, those who are not devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of him. So how does one then become a devotee if he never hears this Bhagavad Gita? So it's kind of, where should one start? And then Prabhupada gives a very good understanding of this in purport of verse 71, that, well, one can explain it because not everyone is envious. Not everyone is the devotee. Especially today, especially in the Western countries, like let's say a country like Sweden where I live, people are not at all doing any pious activities at all. They don't go to church, they don't pray, they don't hardly do anything. It's like just work and Sanskrit vacation, and that's it. So how can... And I have been trying to preach there for 20 years, and it has been like a great struggle. It's not easy. And those who have become devotees are not born in Sweden, of those who I have tried to preach to. But I also go to school classes, and the pupils are around 18, 19 years. And they appreciate very much to hear. And then I explain the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita to them. So, like, a preacher always takes a risk, because you don't know who your audience is. There might be somebody who is envious there. So you take that risk upon yourself, and you take the reactions of that also. But the envious ones are a very small number, and the innocent ones are that's the huge number of people. So then I explain the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to them. And main, like, the basic things from chapter 2, who are we? Yeah. So I ask them, who are you? Have you ever thought about who you are? And then they say different things, you know. I'm emotions, or I am thoughts, or you are who you are, who you create. You create your own identity and things like that. Some people say we are the soul. And that's what Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, but many don't know even. It's just a word for them. They can't explain what is the soul. So that's the situation of this highly advanced, technologically and economically advanced so-called civilizations and countries of this planet. And they're very proud of their knowledge. But then I come, you know, Hare Krishna devotee, who doesn't have maybe so much prestige in that society. And then I come and I ask them questions. And for them, for many of them, religion is something primitive. And then I come and ask them a simple question, who are you? I mean, that you should know. You should know who you are. And then they are completely confused. And I mention for them also, like, okay, we are so advanced in knowledge, but you don't know the most important thing, who you are. And then I ask them, what's the meaning of life? And they also don't know. So it's very important to know what's the meaning of life, because otherwise the meaning of life will just be the senses who drag you to one goal or another goal, like that. So it's like if we do some business, then we have a strategic plan. We have a vision, we have a goal. And we follow that. And then we can come somewhere. But with our own lives, many times we don't have any strategic plan. What do we want with our life? Yeah. And what's the meaning of this human body which we got? And I also tell them that the most valuable thing which we have, our most valuable possession, is not money, it's not the house, it's not the land, it's not, well, not even the family, sorry to say, but it's this human body which we got. That's the most valuable thing we have, because it's a vehicle which can take us back to Godhead. It's like the key. We have a key. And with that one, we can open the door out of this prison house, which is the material world. So in that key, we can also compare that with Hare Krishna mantra is also the key which can open it. But we don't have the strength ourselves to open the door. We have it. We can chant. But we need mercy. So the mercy, the strength from the mercy will open that door and let us come out. And it's up to Krishna and Guru when we will be freed. We can just try. We can try and try and try. And it's like I saw one movie once. My husband, he forced me to see a part of that movie, and I was a little fanatic, and I said, no, I don't want to see any movie, please, no Hollywood and like that. Then he said, yeah, but please come and see. And it was this artificial intelligence. I didn't see the whole movie, just a very important part of it. It was, I don't know if you saw that movie, maybe? No. Okay. It's like a Pinocchio story. It's like a robot boy. And this robot boy, he wants to become a real boy. And he really tries his best to become a real boy because he wants the mother's love. And he doesn't get it. So then he do something which is very dangerous for a robot boy, and then they pull him out of the house. So now you take care of yourself. So it's a little bit like our situation in the spiritual world. We do something which is wrong, and then we are pulled out, and then we're very sorry, but it's too late. So then we come to the material world, and then we get this false identification, this material body, and we really think we are this body. I mean, I really think I'm this body. It's such a great illusion, because it's Krishna's. It's Krishna's illusory energy. And when Krishna wants to put you in illusion, then you're really there. So, and this robot boy, he hears about blue fairy, who is under the water, and then he dives under that water, and he sits down in a car, and he prays to the fairy, and he prays and prays and prays that he wants to become a real boy, and he prays so much. He prays for 2,000 years. And then the surface of the earth has changed a lot. So then there are these robots, artificial intelligence. All human beings are gone. But the robots, they can revive his mother. And then he gets one day together with his mother the way he wanted it. So it's really a lot like these universal principles of the Vedas are very much there. I don't recommend you to see the movie. I just think this part was very, very nice, because this praying and praying and praying, and that's within our capacity. We can pray. We can pray from our hearts, and Krishna will hear. If we are sincere, he will really hear. And of course, we also should pray for courage, because once Krishna enters into our life, then he will start pulling out the attachments which we have here, which we are not aware of. And he will start to pull, and we will hold back. And Krishna will pull, and we will hold back. And Krishna will pull, and we will say, it hurts, and he will still pull. So, and then we will be brought down on our knees and be very, very humble. And when we are in that position, then we can really pray. And nothing else will be important. That which we thought was important, that which is temporary, that will not be important anymore. So Krishna will help us. And that's very important that we do that. And then I think I lost the subject matter from the verse somehow. We can go back to the purport. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and the Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and becomes offenders. So we see many people have translated the Bhagavad Gita. In Swedish, which is like very small country with maybe 9 million people, there are several persons who have translated the Bhagavad Gita into the Swedish language. So, and in English, it's a huge language, and there is even more. So, but how many of those who are reading those versions become devotees of Krishna? So only a devotee of Krishna can make another devotee of Krishna. And we see Srila Prabhupada, he translated this Bhagavad Gita, and then there was like a Hare Krishna explosion all over the world. so many people became devotees. So there we can see that this Gita is very special. It has the power. It has that transformation power. And when we read it, then we come in contact with Prabhupada. We are personally associating with Srila Prabhupada, which is called the Vani, the instructions. And we are also associating with Krishna. So if we read in this way, you know, we can't see him, we can't perceive Krishna with our eyes. But if we read with faith, as Krishna says in text 71, and one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attained to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. So if we remember to read with faith and really think that now Krishna is talking to me, now Prabhupada is teaching me, so then that's the way one should read the Bhagavad Gita and really associate. And then after that one feels that one took a shower and feels very purified, very enlivened, and whatever problem was there in the mind, it's all ridiculous. It seems to be ridiculous and small and like that. So we should really select which Gita to read, and I recommend Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what Prabhupada also says in the introduction of 30 pages. Introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, at least theoretically you should accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't read it like that, then you will not feel the connection. Yeah, you will not feel the connection with Krishna. It will maybe not have this great transformation power. And then he says, it is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. So this is an important point also, that we can kind of try to understand Krishna with material intelligence. But how do we really understand God? Someone who knows any verse from Bhagavad Gita? How can you understand God? With mathematics, with physics, biology? Yes?
By devotion.
Yeah, by devotion. But yeah. Remember which verse? There are two verses in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says. That's 9:11, I think. No. Someone? Dr. Marco, you remember? Which verse? Number? I know one in chapter 11. I think it's 11:54 or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1865. Yeah. I have here 11:54 also. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mystery of my understanding. So Krishna says, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am. So only devotional service. It's not through any other process. So we should serve him, try to serve him. And if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then we are serving Krishna. If we are reading Bhagavad Gita, he says, and I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worship me by his intelligence. So then we are worshipping Krishna with intelligence by reading Bhagavad Gita. And then you said, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. Oh no, that was another one. 15:19. Okay, let's see that. Right. Fifteen, Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service unto me, O son of Bharata. Yeah. So the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is actually bhakti. That's why it's understood only by devotees. And Krishna is only understood by through the bhakti. He says himself, that's how. So bhakti means service and love. So we serve Krishna, try to serve Krishna with our love. And why is it that you can only understand Krishna by serving him, by love? What do you think? Why only? Why not with the intelligence? Isn't it more easy to understand him with intelligence or mathematics? What do you say? You, yeah. So jnana and karma is the way, you can say. No, no. No, it's not. Yeah. Pythagoras said everything is made of numbers. So, yeah. What do you say? If you want... So that's devotional service, to chant the holy name, try to chant purely. And, to chant purely, one also have to hear purely. And to hear purely, we have to, Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam, we have to, our life habits have to be pure. And our mind becomes pure. And then we can truly hear the holy name. So that's why we have these four regulative principles: no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. So that our life habits become pure, and then we can really hear the holy name, then we can really perceive Krishna. But I think also that why Krishna is understood by devotional service is because he reveals himself. It's not that we can understand him with this limited intelligence, but he will reveal himself when he sees that somebody is eager. And devotional service also means to serve a devotee. And the devotee who already knows him, who already has Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada, he can also, by his mercy, pray to Krishna, and Krishna will reveal himself. And then we will understand what Krishna is. And it's really true that through the holy name, we can really understand Krishna, because he will reveal himself. It's not that we can force him, like, now I will chant, like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, please. It's not like that, but more like in a humble way. Like, my dear Lord, if you one day would like to reveal yourself, please do so. But even if you don't reveal yourself, I will still continue to be the humble servant of your servant. That's what Lord Chaitanya says in the Sri Shikshastakam. To have this attitude, to even if you reveal yourself or not, I will still go on, because we are attached to that service. And the service is actually Krishna himself. Krishna is there, he's absolute, he's non-different from the service. So we are with him all the time. He's in our hearts, he's in in the atoms, he's everywhere. We just have to understand it. And then we will completely surrender, because there is nothing else to do than to surrender. And we are anyway serving him directly or indirectly. So it's just that we have somehow come out of the illusion and understand that Krishna is everywhere. So there was, let me see here. Yeah, and the most important point of this verse, I think, well, Krishna in the 12th chapter, he is saying that those persons who are like beyond the identification of the body, those persons, they are very dear to me. He mentions in the last chapter of the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita so many qualities of a person who is very dear to Krishna. And in the last verse of that chapter, he says that one, the person who is very, very dear to him, is the person who makes him the goal of life. But here, Krishna is saying, in the next verse, he's saying, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he who explains he who preaches, actually. Hare Krishna. Nor will there be anyone more dear to him. So the person who is preaching, the devotee who is preaching Krishna consciousness, he is actually the most dear to Krishna. So we all are very fortunate. We could understand what is devotional service, and we are serving. So then we should always remember to also give Krishna to everyone else in one way or other. It can be in a very simple way. It can be in a huge way, like here in Radhadesh. Like it's a huge a project to spread Krishna consciousness. Or we can just go to our neighbor and offer them some Krishna prasad, or invite them for kirtan and just sit together in the evening with a family and read Bhagavad Gita and preach to one's own children or grandchildren or whatever. So, but just to try to give this feeling of Krishna consciousness to others, and then they will be happy. So this is incredibly important point to always remember, to try to give Krishna to others in one way or other. And I used to be very enthusiastic to preach, so I have Gornitaiditis. And then I prayed to Gornitai, my dear Shishi Gornitai, please, somehow or other, I don't know how, because I'm a mother of four children and I'm very busy, but somehow or other, please allow me to give Krishna consciousness to somebody. You know how. I don't know how, because I'm very busy. And then when I was praying this every day, every time I could give Krishna consciousness to somebody, in a very natural way, I met one friend I had not met like 10 years, maybe 25 years I had not met that friend. And then I could speak a little bit about Krishna to that person when I was shopping and we were in the queue. So, I'm busy. So in that way, in a small way or big way, and so much inspiration will come. So one can pray to Shishi Gornitai or Srila Prabhupada, please engage me so that I can give Krishna consciousness. And miracles will happen, and that's very nice to see. Then our faith is also stronger. And our taste, if we give Krishna to others, then we will also have so much more happiness in our life. It's the biggest welfare work one can ever do to anyone. That is to give Krishna to others. So I'm sorry there is no time for questions, but I always speak too much. But maybe afterwards, if you want to ask something, you can just tell me. Okay. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srimad Bhagavad Gita. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.